As we approach the May elections 2026, I've come along to RIB Scotland's head office in Edinburgh and joined by Katrina Burness. We're going to look at an accessible voting device which is designed to allow blind and partially sighted people to cast their vote independently and in secret, as is their right. Katrina, thank you very much for joining us. There's been a lot of work over the past few years now, many years in fact, to give people who are blind or partially sighted the ability to cast their vote. But we've come to, I suppose, a new way of voting, a new voting tool?
Yes, that's right. In Scotland, at every polling station at the Scottish Parliament election in May, there will be what's called a card ballot paper overlay available among other accessible voting aids. And they do include the card ballot paper overlay, which has to be used alongside an audio recording of the names and order of candidates on the ballot paper.
So if I come into a polling station, which I will be, of course, and I come up to the table, do I just ask for the accessible voting devices? What would they do there?
If you knew about it, you could ask to have the card ballot paper overlay. What will happen in the polling station is that there will be two clerks behind a desk, and one will ask you your name. They'll check you off on the register. That will be confirmed by their colleague. They will point out the accessible voting aids which are alongside them and ask if you want to use any of them. And you could indicate that you would like to use the card ballot paper overlay.
Okay, so I get to the polling booth itself. Is that where you get the chance to listen to the candidate list?
You could do it before you go to the polling station, because the local authorities are going to make the audio available in several ways, including on council websites or via the council helpline. You know, so for example, if you were in the City of Edinburgh Council helpline, they're going to set it up so that if you ring the helpline, among the options you get, you'd be offered the chance to listen a readout of the ballot papers that you ask about. But more generally, there will be, I suppose, a recording made of the ballot paper, and there is a script that is going out around Scotland to try to ensure the readout is done in as neutral a way as possible and in the same way across Scotland.
So I've got my candidates. I know the ones I want to vote for. So when I'm in the booth itself to cast my vote, we have the overlay here. Just describe what I would have to do and how it all works.
Okay. Well, what we've got here is a sample constituency ballot paper for the Scottish Parliament elections. This is a ballot paper which has six candidates on the paper. At the constituency election, you vote for only one candidate by putting a cross in the box next to your choice.
So how do I slot this into the overlay?
The overlay
fits over the top.
The overlay fits over the top. It fits the ballot paper precisely. If you feel in the top right corner, there's a cutoff.
So in my top right, when I'm holding the ballot paper with the overlay on top, there is a little notch. So that helps me know that it's sitting the correct way.
Yes. There's also embossed writing which says top.
There is.
Yes.
And there's Braille as well.
And there's Braille as well. And then if you move your fingers down, you will feel the cutout boxes. There are six cutout boxes on this overlay.
Yep. And I can feel the Braille and the raised numbers as well,
yes,
beside those. Yes. So that's a very simple way of doing it. And these boxes will match up exactly. So I know as long as I keep my X within that cardboard square,
yes,
it won't be a spoiled ballot.
It won't be a spoiled ballot.
It's very simple. I suppose a lot of people would have been concerned that it would be maybe very complicated, very modern, very technology-driven to vote independently. But actually, it's taken something very simple, like a recording and a piece of cardboard at the end of the day.
Yes, a low-tech solution, you could say. The overlay can be produced and is being produced in several lengths. The longest length that's on order for the Scottish Parliament election is 27.
I do seem to remember an election and it was huge.
Yes, yes. The regional list papers tend to be very long. In Glasgow at the 2021 Scottish Parliament elections, there were about 22 candidates on the ballot paper for the regional list.
So how will you assess how successful this was?
In a sense, it's for the Electoral Commission and for the Scottish Government Elections Team and for the Electoral Management Board for Scotland to set the parameters of how the feedback is going to be gathered. There will be post-election focus groups. I know that there is keen interest to evaluate the experience of using the overlays at the Scottish Parliament elections. And we're taking that very seriously because we want to be sure that this is something that works.
And can voters like myself be confident when we get to the polling station, the clerks will know exactly what to do and how things will work?
There is certainly going to be training rolled out for polling clerks, yes.
Well, Katrina, certainly looking forward to trying this for the forthcoming elections. And thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan. I'll be looking forward to hearing how you got on at the polling station.